This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I'm really happy today to have with me Stephanie Level. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm so excited to be here. We in the children's music space, we appreciate how much you do for all of us, and I'm really, really honored to be on your show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we're going to be talking about your new album today, Made to Bloom, but before we do that, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell us about how you began making music for kiddos.
So I am a music therapist by training, and growing up, I was really into kind of the connection piece of music. So I loved being in a band. I loved being in a choir. I loved songwriting with my friends. And I eventually found myself less in a performing space and more in a music therapy kind of space. And so I went to Berklee College of Music. I studied music therapy there and worked as a music therapist one-on-one with kids for about 10 years in a children's hospital. I started programs at various places. And that is really my passion, is kind of growing programs. And I would get other music therapists in there once the programs were stable, and I would leave and I would go start a program elsewhere. And in about 2017, I found myself moving across the country because my husband was pursuing a PhD. So we moved from Boise, Idaho to Lafayette, Indiana. And all of a sudden I found myself as a preschool music teacher. So not a music therapist working one-on-one. And I went into my first preschool music class where all of a sudden I had a really large group of kids. And I was used to doing this kind of improvisational music therapy. We would write a lot of songs on the spot. I would take ideas and cues from the children that I was working with, and we would craft these songs together. And that didn't work with 25 kids looking at me. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to actually remember the songs that I'm writing. I'm going to have to actually maybe come with some pre-written. And so I started doing that. I started writing songs ahead of time and having more of a plan rather than improvising. And then, of course, the improvisational nature of my music just happens anyway, right? So then I would kind of write ideas of songs. And then in the moment, they would kind of turn into something else. And I would bring them back week after week after week. And so I started sharing my songs with music therapists and saying, hey, this might be kind of helpful to you because I'm finding it's really working in a group. And I started a company called Music for Kiddos just for fun. And all of a sudden, now have a couple of employees, and I write early childhood curriculum for music therapists and for music educators, and I'm a children's musician, and I record some of my songs as well.
So when did the first set of songs that you wrote become like an actual release?
So in 2018, I started releasing my songs. I have what I call the Song of the Month Club at music, my company, musicforkiddos.com. And so it was partially like inspiration for me to continue writing and recording. So I would do a simple recording and a brand new children's song once a month, and I would send it out to my email list. And so it started out as, you know, 100 people, and now it's almost 10,000 people on my list that get this monthly simple recording. So I took those simple recordings and created my first album in 2018, just very simple, bare bones, not in a fancy recording studio or anything. And I released that in 2018, and it got nominated for Children's Album of the Year by the Independent Music Awards. And it kind of surprised me because it was kind of my simple recordings. surprised me, and I realized maybe this was something that I could continue to do.
So tell me a little bit more about Music for Kiddos. So how did that like begin to grow, and what are your hopes for it?
Yeah, so initially when I started it, I thought it would be a good place for me to suggest children's music, because when I was in my preschool music teacher space, I was doing things like Googling like best songs for preschoolers, songs for kindergartners, and I was trying to find all of this kind of music, and music that's in my style in particular that I could use with preschoolers and use for kindergartners. And I found a lot of wonderful music. But I also, like, in my particular style for my particular purposes, which I have these, you know, music therapy goals and these music educational goals and these confidence goals and mental health kind of things that I'm considering, I just started writing more of my own music rather than suggesting kind of other music. And it grew into a big thing. So we have a membership with about 800 music therapists and music educators. We provide curriculums for hundreds and hundreds of schools around the country. And basically I just get to do kind of my dream job, which is write songs for specific purposes for kids. And a lot of them being around self-confidence and sensory regulation and, you know, academic goals and things like that. So I feel really fortunate to be in that position now. And I do that full time now.
Very cool. So for music therapists out there listening, musicforkiddos.com, right?
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about your album, Made to Bloom. So talk about the, you know, how you pulled this album together, what inspired you to include the songs that you did.
Sure. So these are, well, you know, I shared about my Song of the Month Club. These are kind of the standout songs from my Song of the Month Club over 5 years. So out of the 60 songs that I sent out, and honestly, the hundreds that I've written, I have over 500 songs in my membership library. These are the ones that people told me again and again worked well with kids, or, you know, touch them in a particular way. Like, I have a couple songs in there that are a little bit more for the educator or the music therapist or the parent. And so these are kind of the greatest hits over those songs over the last 5 years. This is the first time I've really done some more serious studio work where I had a producer, help me. And I had a really, really great band working with me as well. So this is the most serious music I've ever recorded and released.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to feature 5 songs from this. So let's talk about the song Made to Bloom. What was your inspiration for that one?
Yeah. Made to Bloom is the title track. And it's a song that I wrote. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different kids. I've lived in a lot of different places. I've met a lot of different kids, ranging from, you know, kids working in hospitals, and in schools and in sensory integration clinics. And I've just had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with a lot of kids, and I've never met one that I didn't just genuinely adore, you know, and never, ever, ever have met one. And so the inspiration for really the album and the song is just this kind of unconditional love and regard for kids. And the imagery there is just a big field of wildflowers or flowers, and all the kids are different. None better than the others, right? But they all are different. They all are just right, exactly how they are. And so that is the inspiration behind this song.
Beautiful message. And we're going to play the song now. Here it is, Made to Bloom by Stephanie Lovell.
You're made to bloom. You're made to grow up strong. You're made to bloom with blossoms as bright as anyone. So lift your head up high. Please get back up. Cause you're made to bloom. You're You're made to love. You're made to love so deep. You're made to love. Get back up and try, 'cause you're made to love. Ooh, ooh,
Made to Bloom. All right, the second song we're going to talk about, it's called All I Want to Do. So tell us about this one.
This is a movement song for kids. So the idea of the song is basically pairing movement to feelings. So the lyrics are, it's one of those days, we all have them, I'm feeling off and strange. It's one of those days. So it validates that we all have them. We all have days where we feel off and strange. And then it identifies an emotion. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling confused. And then it pairs that with a movement. So it's really a sensory regulation strategy that a lot of music therapists and also music educators use, of kind of identifying the emotion, validating the emotion, pairing it to movement so that kids have an opportunity to express that emotion too, and hopefully feel a bit better when they are done.
Good. All right. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is. All I Want to Do by Stephanie Lovell.
It's one of those days, we all have them, I'm feeling off and strange. It's one of those days, I feel nervous, a little bit nervous. We can all feel it sometimes. I feel nervous, and all I want to do is dance. All I want to do is dance. It's one of those days, we all have them, I'm feeling off and strange. It's one of those days, I feel mad, so mad. I can all feel it sometimes, I feel mad, and all I wanna do is stomp, all I wanna do is stomp. Ooh, all I wanna do is stomp, all I wanna do. Days we all have.
Says.
Cow says who?
Cow doesn't say who. Cow says moo.
Nice.
And that was All I Want to Do. All right, the next song is called Slow Down. Talk about this one.
Slow Down is a song for the adults and the grown-ups in a kid's life, and especially kind of the mothers. So this is a song that I wrote about my daughter, and this is one that I play for people, and I have shared, you know, a more simple recording for people over the years, and they just come back to again and again. And it's just about kids growing up and how quickly they grow up and how quickly they change, and how we encouraging people to just encouraging myself to just be in the moment and appreciate the moment today.
No, I felt this one. I have 5 kids.
Oh.
And yeah, time does not slow down at all. They all grow
yes,
so fast.
They do. Yes.
All right. Well, here it is. Slow Down by Stephanie Lovell.
Today, why don't we down. Take a breath, take a minute, take a moment to love what we have. Why don't we slow down? Take a breath, take a minute, take a moment to love what we have. Just slow.
That was Slow Down. All right. The next one is called Grizzly Bear Grump. And I loved this song. Talk about this one.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the one that that kids are really, really drawn to. And it's got kind of a silly premise to it, but it's very intentional from a music therapy perspective. So it's basically, it's kind of similar to the All I Want to Do. It's a movement song, and it's identifying emotions and pairing that with movement, and specifically, you know, anger and Grizzly Bear Grump. And it's validating that emotion that everybody feels angry sometimes. And then it's giving kids very practical things to do. So they can stomp their feet, they can squeeze their shoulders, which is a sensory regulation strategy to give themselves kind of this deep pressure. They can stretch up and say, grr, you know, it's giving them positive things that they can do to express that emotion. And I encourage people to use this song, introduce this song with kids when they're feeling really good, because it's very fun, especially, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 year olds to pretend to be grumpy. I get all these amazing videos of these kids stomping around with these big grins on their faces because they're just having the best time. But then, you know, kids can practice it when they're feeling good. And then what ends up happening is, you know, when they are feeling grumpy, you could say to them, you know, something like, oh, do you think it's possible you're feeling a little bit like a grizzly bear grump today? And they can say, oh, you know, what are some of those things we could try to help our bodies to feel a little bit better? And it's just this kind of, and they can remember, they can sing the song, they can remember that there are things they can try to help them to feel a little bit better.
Very cool. All right. Well, everyone enjoy this one. Here it is, Grizzly Bear Grump by Stephanie Lovell.
Hey. I'm a grizzly bear grump, I feel really mad, and when I feel bad, I make sure to move my body. I'm a grizzly bear grump, I feel really mad, and when I feel bad, I make sure to move my body. I can stomp my feet, squeeze my arms, twist my shoulders, stretch up and say, grr. I can stomp my feet, squeeze my arms, twist my shoulders, stretch up and say, grr. Sure to move my body. I'm a grizzly bear grump, I feel really mad, and when I feel bad, I make sure to move my body. Stretch up and say, grr. I can stomp my feet, squeeze my arms, twist my catch up and say good. Hey, I'm starting to feel better. Ooh, hey, I'm starting to. I'm a grizzly bear grump, I feel really mad, and when I feel bad, I make sure to move my body. I'm a grizzly bear grump, I feel really mad, and when I feel bad, I make sure to move my body.
We will wrap it up with It's a Good Day.
This is the song that is ending up being the most popular as far as streaming, and I think it's just because it's happy. I wrote it during the pandemic, so it actually talks about being apart. If we need to be apart, like you're still my friend, you know, we're still together, it can still be a good day even if we have to spend some time apart. It's just about, you know, kids connecting with kids.
All right. Well, let's play this one. Here it is. It's a Good Day by Stephanie Lovell. It's a Good Day, and that wraps up our song features from Made to Bloom. All right, Stephanie, let everybody know where they can stream, download, or buy that album and how they can find and connect with you.
So Made to Bloom is available on all of the streaming services under my name, Stephanie Level. And the way you spell that is the word leave, L-E-A-V-E, with two L's at the end. And it is also, you know, I'm giving a lot of tips for using music with kids, especially on Instagram and on Facebook at Music for Kiddos. And if you're at all interested, you know, you're a music therapist, you're a music educator, you're a parent. If you're at all interested in kind of using music to help kids feel confident and to also help with things like transitions and academic things and stuff like that, we have a lot of resources at musicforkiddos.com.
Excellent. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a joy having you on, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yes, thank you for having me. Appreciate it very much.